opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today? We are down a man today in the studio.
We are. He's had fun this weekend, I guess. Our cousin had an anniversary, so he went up to Oregon, and we're talking about my brother Mark, so he took the day off. He's probably not even in the county, so there you go. So good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good. A little bit tired, a little bit headache with all this smoke that's been going around right now.
I hear ya. And good morning to you folks in there. We've got Sue and...
Travis. Good morning.
Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. Now, Travis is our new board op, so we'd like to welcome Travis.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, we'll keep you busy, probably.
Oh, yes.
So there you go. Well, like usual, we've got a lot going on, but I want to talk about our sponsors. To start with, I don't have the full rundown of Pearson Construction, but I know they do residential, commercial. They're all around good general contractors. If you have something like that, give them a call at 530-605-9575. And then we have North State House Buyers, and they're a local company. They've been in business for over 30 years, and they buy houses in any condition. So if you know somebody that needs to downsize or is, you know, planning on moving, getting out of California or anything like that, these people might be somebody that you want to call. So, and their number is 530-364-4787, and they've been in the business for 30 years, so they can help you.
Well, and thank you to all our sponsors. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, give us a call. Other than that, you want to dive right into some of this news that's been coming up?
Sure, but if they want to give us a call, our number is 530-221-0101 to be sponsors. Where do we want to start?
Well, the big news that ended up coming out is Ruth Ginsburg passed away.
Imagine that.
And her dying wish was not to have President Trump appoint her seat. She wanted to wait until the next president was in. Now, there's... I don't like to talk bad about the dead, but there's some things that need to be light shed on the situation with her and with her legacy in America. And it also shows the tolerance of the right in all this time. I mean, we literally stood by without saying a word all this time. We didn't riot in the street, do anything else. When it came time for this woman to be elected and be put in for a lifetime appointment.
And now, let's get this straight. Who put her in?
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton, the same person that ended up pardoning Susan Rosenberg on his final day in office, who now leads the Tides Foundation, who now is behind the Black Lives Matter Foundation's funding sources and also managing their accounts and otherwise, who was an M-19 terrorist, arrested for it, served plenty of years in prison, but her sentence for a 58-year sentence was commuted. That same person is the person that put Ginsburg in. Now, I'm going to read this to you. She supported taxpayer funding for abortion, constitutional right to prostitution and polygamy. She opposed Mother and Father's Day as discriminatory occasions, said the age of consent for sexual activity for women should be 12. In her writing, she said that we need co-ed prisons because separate prisons are discriminatory against women. 1977, when Ginsburg was general counsel of the ACLU, She co-authored the with Brianna. I can't even say that name right now. Sex Bias is Code. But to break it down, she was writing 230-page articles on the U.S. Code that identifies hundreds of federal laws alleged to discriminate against women, put in military draft and supported military draft for combat duty for women, legalization of prostitution, sex integration of prison, reform, schools, colleges, changing the names of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and Big Brothers of America, elimination of traditional family concept as a husband and breadwinner and wife as a homemaker, comprehensive government child care, adoption of sex-neutral language, e.g. all the rest of the stuff that we're seeing right now with the people that are like, oh, well, I don't identify as a male or a female. She co-authored a lot of that stuff. But in my opinion, I think she was a communist plant. And I think the evidence is there to support that. When you go through and you look at just those last three alone, you'll end up seeing that it fits the Communist Manifesto almost word for word. And if she had had her way, sexual abuse of children 12 years or older would not be a crime, nor would child sex trafficking.
And that kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Didn't we just pass a law in California? I think it was 11?
In that case, it was 14.
And oh, okay. 14 years old, and they could be 24?
24. So you could have a 10-year age spread, and they were saying that that was because it was to fix something within the gay rights community, because California being California had already pushed the limits before and made it to where you could do that with a female and a male. And so then they're like, oh, well, we were able to push this before, but we need to make it equal over here.
Crazy.
I was thinking about this over the weekend and talking with my wife on it. And we were thinking across the board of really where should we stand on this? Because some states it's 16, some states it's younger than that. You have some acts which are like the acts to say the Romeo and Juliet Act, that if you're growing up together and you're dating somebody, you're not automatically a felon when it comes through. And after thinking about it for a long time, really what it comes down to is that the age of consent should be 18, in my opinion, period. No exceptions. And the reason for that is an age of consent being you have the ability and responsibility to take care of yourself and your actions, provide for your family. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, if you're going to say the age of consent should be 12, well, you should be able to also purchase a firearm at 12.
And do voting.
And voting.
And many other things.
Drive a car.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
you should be allowed to do. Yeah, exactly.
You're
saying that you're responsible enough at that age to do the things an adult would do, which is above the age of 18.
Absolutely.
Because
when you break it down, you look at it. You're saying you're in charge of your mental faculties completely so that you can make life-changing decisions. And that's where we're at in this nation right now, to where people forget that. People have been sexualizing our children so long, like this Cuties movie that just came out. And I'm happy to say that Ted Cruz has actually filled out a letter and sent it to Bill Barr inquiring as to whether or not they actually broke the law.
I don't see how they couldn't have broke the law.
Well,
if they've even begun to look at that Cuties and some of the stuff that's in there, I mean, hello?
Well, under the color of law, it doesn't have to be pornography. The statute, the federal statute on it to be a felony is not actually a pornography law. It's exploitation of children.
Yeah.
And it'd be hard to say that this did not take place. When they were making that film, it's true to God, they had 11-year-olds. Now, you see, at 12 years old, the felony charge on it is about 5 years at minimum, up to, I think it's 20 years for that felony. However, if it's under 12 years old, which we know they are 11-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
it's a 10-year minimum. And that's for child exploitation. In producing and making this film, they had 640 children that sent in their images and their casting calls for this. And the Babylon Bee, they came out with an article that was outstanding because it showed to show violence against puppies. We're going to make a film about killing puppies and shooting them in the head. It's like that's what you did, because you're saying you're against child exploitation, but in the process of making the film,
that's
you
exactly,
exploited
yeah.
651 kids.
Wow. And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in and get in on this conversation, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants you so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes, everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
And we're back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. And we were talking about a lot of different things. But
yeah, we were talking about cuties, sexual exploitation of our children, and otherwise the things that have been taking place within our nation for far too long.
Yeah. I want to get back to the Supreme Court justice, I guess. What happens? We're 44 days out from the election. What happens if there isn't an appointment by then? And when do we call the election? That's one of my questions. And nobody's really got an answer for that, is when is the actual election going to be called? Yeah, we all have to vote, supposedly, by November 3rd.
So here's some of what I've actually ended up hearing. And there's a podcast called Verdict by Ted Cruz that's pretty enlightening in some cases. In fact, he has a new book that's going to be coming out that he had already written about how important our Supreme Court justices are. And he said that so long as it's confirmed before November, we should have no issue in actually getting that seat filled, theoretically. Now, I'm sure the Democrats are going to lose their mind, and they're already...
They've already done that. You know, let's face facts, you know.
The problem is we're at a place right now to where you can't really even define how bad they're losing their minds now. There's no word for past losing your mind. I mean, we're there.
If you got to have one in the first place, but
here's
yeah,
this
you
one
know.
Right now, just as a side note, funny. Minneapolis City Council asks, where are the police just months after to defund them? Well, here's the way it works,
yeah, and,
you guys.
And crime went up, you know, something like 300% or some crazy thing, you know?
The funny thing is when you defund your police, you don't have police. So asking where the police are, maybe you should have thought about that before you defunded them.
Yeah, just because you call them doesn't mean that they're going to jump up and put their uniform on and come running to your aid. I hate to tell you that, you know?
So, Minneapolis, on September 15th, the meeting was held and hosted Minneapolis City Council to discuss aspects related to police reform. However, in the meeting turned in was more along the lines of asking, where are the police as crime rates are on the rise? Yeah. The general question being posed by the city council was the police chief, what was he doing to address the ongoing criminal acts being reported? Jamal Osman, the newly elected Ward 6 council member, said that he's been getting flooded with calls and complaints from citizens that were alleging police calls were not being answered. Go figure.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why that would happen.
We had these jokes and these memes going around for all of this time saying, what do you honestly think happens? You say you can police your own. You're not going to police your own. You look at these cities. It was just, 2 weeks ago that there was somebody on the station where he was raping a woman as broad daylight as everybody's on looking and just reporting the incident?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. You think you're going to police your own when somebody can't even tell a guy? Didn't you hear one guy be like, hey, man, stop, please?
Crazy stuff, I'm telling you. But again, back to the election. I mean, when are they going to be able to call it? You know, again, back east, I think it was Minneapolis. It might have been Michigan that passed a law that, you know, they can take votes up to 3 days after November 3rd and be counted no matter when
I think
they were
been
postmarked or when they came in. So there's no way, we all know there's no way by November 3rd at the midnight, all the votes are going to be counted that were mailed in.
No, there's no way whatsoever. And there's a number of articles that are coming out and things to be seen on this, which I'm trying to find one of them right now. It seems to have disappeared on me.
I imagine that. And regarding the mail-in ballots, from a very good source, we have problems right here in Little Shasta Lake with the post office, with the carriers, having problems amongst themselves because of the mishandling of the mail now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we've had mail-in ballots that have taken place over a few cities already, and so far they've been utter, complete disasters, so much so that in some of them they say they may never know the true election results. On any given average, on any given year that we've done normal mail-in ballots, absentee mail-in,
right,
which there's a complete difference between absentee and just mail-in ballots.
Yeah, everybody mail-in.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. So
there's a lot. The number is way bigger.
To do an absentee ballot, you need to literally call in, confirm who you are, and say, I want to do an absentee ballot. I'm not going to be able to be present. And then they'll mail you out a ballot. Whereas if you turn around and just mail everybody ballots, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Ruth votes right now in the upcoming election.
And it was Pennsylvania was one of them that actually did it, you know. But like I say, we've already got problems with it going on, with your carriers fighting with one another, because some carriers are mishandling the mail, having to do with even the ballots getting out, let alone when they come back.
Yeah.
And where are they going or not going, or how are they going to handle them if they can look at them and say, on the outside, see that there's a D on them or an R? Are they going to decide upon themselves where that piece of mail is going to go?
Well, and there was some things on that that suggested that you could be able to tell whether or not they were Republican or Democrat based on the outside of the envelope, and it appeared to be legitimate. However, I've seen some things that are saying that's been debunked, but I haven't had the chance to really dig into that, because the thing that I'll tell people again and again on this is anytime you see fact checkers, go actually read the articles and see if they're even addressing the real question, because more often than not
they're not.
No.
Yeah, they just go, you know, it's a fake. It's fake.
Yeah.
And they don't elaborate on why they think it's fake.
Yeah. Well, and they'll address something entirely different than what it is. It'll take you off on a tangent that's next to what was the question being asked, but not truly. And so you end up seeing these things that take place. And there was, in hilarity fashion, a fact checker from CNN that was going around, and he was saying, oh, well, Trump received this award, and he claims it was an award, but it wasn't really an award. Trump has a great imagination, and he's good at exaggerating. So Trump tweets a post of himself holding up this award. It was from a Legion, I believe it was, American Legion or something along those lines. And it was this hand-painted shield that was truly an award, and then not just a few little bit after that, you actually had the group that gave him the award and said, oh, we're so proud to see that Trump's holding up the award that we gave him. And it's like, you can't get the fact check that wrong. All you had to do was make a phone call to be able to fact check it. But you're not going to do that because that doesn't fit your narrative. So one of these things I'm trying to maybe we can pull it up back in the studio here for the situation with Newt Gingrich on Fox the other day, speaking on line of reasoning. So Newt Gingrich had this moment on Fox to where he's talking about George Soros and how he's saying how, hey, there's this dark money that's coming in, and there is George Soros' money that he's coming in and he's spending $1 million to buy up DAs, which are going to be DAs that are progressive DAs.
Like Kamala Harris?
Oh, Kamala Harris probably had a good portion of her money.
Wasn't she a DA at one point?
But otherwise, what this whole concept of progressive DAs is that we're going to book them and set them free. So in that line of reasoning and in that line of logic that we've been seeing right here is that right here is a report from Daily Caller. Bail fund promoted by Kamala Harris helped man accused of sexually penetrating a child be released. Minnesota Freedom Fund also helped bail in for August for a man accused of assaulting a 71-year-old man as he burglarized a home. Court documents show 1 week after his release, the man was found to be in violation of his bail. The Hennepin County Sheriff's Office told the DNCF on Wednesday that there's still an active felony warrant out for the man's arrest. Court documents reviewed by the DCNF revealed that the bail fund also provided support in June to a man who allegedly stomped on and robbed a victim in the streets of Minneapolis on May 25th, the same day as George Floyd died in police custody. But this is the bail fund that Kamala Harris came out and said, hey, you should donate to this fund, and that I believe she herself and her organizations already gave money to as well. It's literally letting these criminals walk. And take, for instance, some of these fires up in Portland. You had a guy that got caught in the morning setting a fire,
mm-hmm.
made bail, got out, lit 6 more fires that evening before he was caught and arrested again. Why? Why are we doing this? Why are we not keeping – this is catch and release at this point. It's insane.
It is. And we see it time after time after time with these criminals.
All right, so it looks like we have it here in the station. This is Newt Gingrich being cut off on Fox.
Not yet. We got 1 minute till break time.
1 minute. We'll find it and then have it back on the way back.
Sorry, guys. Got signals mixed there. Everything's okay.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. So we got 1 minute to the break. I don't know. I mean, the criminals, it's absolutely insane what they're allowing these people to get away with.
All right, let's go to this one real quick for the last 40 seconds of it. So, as Trump would say, China. The BLM co-founder and pro-communist China group are partnering up, and here's why. Imagine that far-right demonstrators are laying siege to American cities for months, led by activists explicitly calling for an ethno-state, and one of their groups was funded by an outfit involved with Vladimir Putin's Russia. It would lead the news every day, and there'd be congressional hearings, right? And rightly so. Well, that scenario described above is happening, though not with Russia and the far right, but with China and the left disturbances upending America and seeking to transform it. We'll end up taking this back up on the other side of this quick break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR.
All right, mister, what do you think you're doing?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Nick Gardner, I am government watchdog. I'm going to be here every other Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM. I'm going to give you a layman's view of how maybe our government might be manipulating us or misleading us or intentionally deceiving us. So I hope you can stay tuned and listen to my opinion.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
White people hate me, they say that I'm using my privilege for evil, I get it, hey. Black people hate me, they say that I'm racist, my feelings don't match with their message. Whoa, feminists hate me because I believe that their movement is angry.
So, that right there is Tom McDonald, and we've had him featured a couple times on the show a little bit before in discussing some of his things. This guy, he's a self-made artist that has made it all the way up to the number one charts on the Apple charts. His girlfriend Nova records the videos, and he's got one of his best friends that does the video editing. But that's it. That's his whole crew. And he has messages out there that are countering the media narratives all over the place, and it's resonating, and it's resonating with young people, which is one of the things that is making him get banned off social media, and they're shadow banning him, making it to where his videos are not trending. He released a new video, and the first day out, it had almost 600,000 views on it. And so I wanted to give a shout out to him because he's one of the guys within my age group, at least, that are relevant and speaking truth to power.
Okay, before we get to the video, in the chat room, somebody did some clarification in regards to the election, and they're saying that on, well, it says November 4th election doesn't elect the president. The Electoral College does, which we know. It meets to vote in December, and the votes are counted in Washington, D.C. by the Senate on January 6th. Anything else is illegitimate. Learn about the college. But so I just wanted to get that out there about that. But again, going back to counting the votes, I understand the Electoral College.
What's interesting to that, the most interesting thing right now on the Electoral College is, let's say that Joe Biden gets the Electoral College votes that he has in the states that he may or may not be able to flip around. And from some of the research that I've been seeing, a tie, a 273-273 tie is possibility from what's been going on. In that case, what it would end up actually happening is you'd have delegates from each state one state each would have a vote. And right now, as it stands, the Republicans would have more of a vote, which could also send the whole country into turmoil again, because if they didn't like the Electoral College to begin with, imagine them not liking the Electoral College tie that ends up going through and deciding it.
So with that, are we ready with the video? Do you want to give people's heads up to exactly what happened with Fox News before we start it?
Yeah, so what it was is Newt Gingrich was on Fox News, and he was going through and he was talking with Harris Faulkner and saying that, hey, the biggest problem that we have right now in this country is George Soros, and this guy's a bad guy. Just a little bit of background. He's collapsed the economies of 15 countries. He's banned from 6 countries, including his own home country, and there was literally a country that brought back capital punishment and then came out and said, if you step foot into our country, we're going to make sure you go to hell, is what they basically told this guy. That's how bad of a guy this is, and he's messing with our country and our government and our economy right now. Let's go ahead and play this video for a second.
For murders in New York City. You cannot solve this problem, and both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
I was going to say you get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Okay. So it's verboten.
All right. We're good. Okay. We're going to move on. Historic day.
Wow. So there it is, folks. Fox News. One of the things that I've been telling you, and one of the things that I've been seeing a lot, is that the end-all be-all up until recently with social media platforms actually taking over and getting more views than most of these mainstream media stations, Fox News has actually been a big part of our problem, in my opinion. Because what you have is you have people that are in news media, people who are on talk hosts, and the end-all be-all, if you're a conservative, is to get on Fox News.
Well, that's what a lot of people used to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like the best. And maybe they are a little bit better than the rest, but they're not your friend.
Not much. And one of those videos that I showed a while ago, when you look up Dangerous to Our Democracy, you can actually see how all of these stations, word for word, were saying how we need to censor your free speech on media because it's dangerous. Because we're getting words out that they don't want people to know about.
Right.
Which is just like what we saw right here with Newt. I mean, you guys heard that amount of uncomfortable dead space on the air. And we intentionally left that in just so you could see just how long on national television.
It was like 14 seconds worth or something, wasn't it?
14 seconds.
Yeah, that's a long time, as we all know.
And that's just because he came out and actually spoke the truth about what's taking place with this guy, George Soros. George Soros' money is so tied up and so sickeningly twistedly tied up in all of these different places. And
like usual, we keep hearing that name over and over and over again.
Well, and like right here, what we were discussing just before the break, you can go to the website for Black Futures Lab, a venture of Black Lives Matter, founder Alicia Garcia, and click on the donate button. It will ask you to send your money to an obscure organization, the Chinese Progressive Association, explaining that Black Futures Lab is a fiscally sponsored project of the Chinese Progressive Association. Really? Seriously, people, look this up and look up the history of the Chinese Progressive Association. It's founded in San Francisco in 1972. They're taking money from China. The whole situation with all these people is also backed. And what we're seeing right now is we're seeing something play out called a color revolution. It's something that we used in other countries to overthrow other governments. And there's pillars of these, but one of the biggest pillars that they have in order for this coup, this color revolution, to take place is they have to cast doubt on the election results. And then if anybody catches on to the coup, they blame the other side for the coup. So what we see right now going on with President Trump, orange man bad, and you have all the situations where they say, oh, he's messing with the election. Tell me this. Riddle me this, folks. Is the party that wants to do the election as we've always done it to maintain the insurity and security of the election the party that's causing the problem? Or is the party that wants to change how we actually elect people 45 days before the election, is that party the party that's actually causing the cast out? And seriously, look up Color Revolution. Look at how many places we've done this in. This is happening right now on our soil. And this is leading into something to where the end-all, be-all goal of this is to cast doubt on the election, riot in the street, cause all these problems, make it appear to be a bigger issue than it really is, because what you're seeing right now is, by and large, blacks do not support BLM. BLM is not doing anything for blacks. Have you seen BLM do anything to actually help or better the lives of a single black individual? I would actually say no. And you look right now at what's taking place within our country, the riots that have been going on, they've taken more lives than police officers took for black lives in 2019. In 2019,
well, there was like
nine unarmed black men. And there was only two of them that were not resisting police arrest at the time, reaching for weapons, fighting, running, otherwise. And nine's bad, but we're in a country of 340 million people. That's actually police excellence when you see that. That means that by and large, you have nine bad officers in 2019 that did criminal activities, which even some of them may not have been criminal. And that's still under debate, and that's still for the courts to decide.
Well, again, back to Black Lives Matter, like you say, what has that movement done for itself? It hasn't done anything except create more chaos, more riots, keeping people separated, you know, creating a diversion. And most of them, from what I've seen, most of them, you ask them, why are you doing it? They don't even know why they're doing it.
No, most of them have no idea.
Yeah, they have no idea, just because, you know, so-and-so, Sam down the street is doing it, I'm going to do it too, and maybe I got paid $50 to do it as well.
Yeah, and so look at this right here. This is a newly found quote, and this article is as of September 15th in 2020 here, and it's from the Daily Caller. And it goes through and discusses Black Lives Matter co-founder Alicia Garcia in 2015 as a direct quote from her at that point. Mind you, 1 year before Black Lives Matter was actually founded and established and helped get brought on as a pet project for Thousand Tides Foundation, which goes to the, or Thousand Currents Foundation, which goes to the Tides Foundation as a black money pit.
That goes back to George Soros.
Yeah, in large part, and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Here's her quote. Capitalism must be abolished for black lives to matter. Oh, shocker.
Oh. Wow.
And this is what we see, I don't know, within our school system, within the entire party of the left. And from what you guys were listening to me last week on, since the 1930s, in 1930, we ended up having individuals working for the Communist Party. There was a hearing in 1953 called the Un-American Activities, Council for Un-American Activities, where you had people that went before them and testified. At that point in time, there was 35,000 influential individuals that had infiltrated the most important parts of our country. And like I said, when you look at the Marxist catalog of what they want and their manifesto, and with what they need to do, abolish the family, abolish the nuclear family unit, make it to where your kids are actually under their control. And then you look at people like Ruth, who just passed away, you can actually see right then and there that her values matched up with the Communist Manifesto. If it looks like a fish, swims like a fish,
it's probably a fish.
Probably a fish.
Yeah.
And with that, we've got to go to a break.
And with that, okay, and I don't know, we may have a caller on the other side, so stay tuned for the for us after the break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And we have a caller on the line. We've got Dan. Good morning, Dan. Hello?
Hello, I'm David.
Oh, I'm sorry, David.
Yeah, I'm the guy from down in San Francisco, and I just looked up what this guy was talking about. You know he's lying, right? The Chinese Progressive Association, look at, New York Times has got an article right now that says, no, they did not. So, you know, this guy is lying. And in fact, then all of the fake news, you got Blaze saying this, the New York Post, all of the Rupert Murdoch media who are liars, famous liars, Rupert Murdoch and Fox News lying, now they got Blaze in on this, and New York Times is saying, no, this is not true. So it's real easy for somebody.
So this right here is on the New York Post that says Black Lives Matter co-founder teams up with pro-Chinese Communist Party group in regards to what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and the New York Times says that's a lie. And you know that the New York Post is one of the worst newspapers in New York, right? It's been a lying, sleazy paper from Roy Cohn for 50 years. And for you to call progressives evil, and I mean, I can't imagine how many lies you have to pack in one sentence to scare the little old ladies into thinking that if somebody gets strangled to death on TV and everybody gets to watch it, that you're all of a sudden going to say that the cop is innocent and that people who don't want to watch people getting strangled in living color.
Okay, so who are you talking about who's getting strangled
to death?
Yeah.
George Floyd.
Okay, so George Floyd had three times the amount of lethal fentanyl in his body. I've actually watched the video on this.
Yeah, watch beforehand.
The 414
minutes. Yeah, watch beforehand video, not just
that. He said no less than nine times that he couldn't breathe. He thought he was going to die. He had a passenger who was in the side of his vehicle who actually had said that, hey, don't resist, don't resist, don't have a problem.
You know you're a liar, right?
Look up the video.
You're a liar.
You don't have any facts to hate yourself, sir.
All right,
we
David.
We watched him get strangled.
Okay, right? Sir, look at the video.
He had a knee on his neck for longer than Houdini could. Harry Houdini is famous because he survived 8 minutes. This guy did almost 9 minutes, and he was
Have
dead.
You viewed the video beforehand, what went on with the cops?
Have you
I'm
viewed the
case of
the
fentanyl of when he of... dies?
Yeah.
You can come up with any kind of video for 5 years ago, but the fact of the matter is America
George Floyd wasn't 5 years
die.
Ago, sir. Get your facts straight. Actually start doing some research for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh,
what you have
some
through the
research.
Times and the rest
you're
of
You're a liar. You're a paid liar.
And you're a progressive.
You're a paid liar.
And you're going to say you're
liar.
A progressive piece
it's,
of...
It's why don't you call the Chinese Progressive Association and ask them, instead of letting this guy lie to your whole audience?
Boy,
go on,
why don't you drink
They've
some more Kool-Aid
number.
Down there in San Francisco, Dave?
They've got a phone
Yeah, we're
going to
cut you off. I've had enough.
Have a good one, Dave. We appreciate
it. Have a wonderful Dave. Dave? Wow. Okay.
Okay. So that's what we see right there, folks. We have somebody that doesn't
so
want to do the research.
So we touched the button on Dave because he's like over the top.
Oh, Dave doesn't like the facts. Dave doesn't actually like to do the research. Dave didn't want to look at the video that showed all the video
right.
leading up to that.
We're not saying
Dave
that
didn't
the cops...
want to see the toxicology report
yeah.
that showed three times the lethal amount of fentanyl. Dave didn't want to see the person that was in the vehicle with George Floyd. Dave probably also doesn't want to talk about the rap sheet of George Floyd and how he wasn't this great guy that deserved a golden casket that people
would
mourn.
The lady held, you know, kidnapped and held that was pregnant by gunpoint.
Oh, with several other people.
Yeah.
And actually, on that one, I do have a correction on that because she was not pregnant, but she did have a child there present with her.
Okay.
And he was aiming,
My bad.
Aiming the gun at her belly. So much better. So much better.
Wow. I'm sorry, but...
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, it tells you a lot.
I feel
Let's
like we
see,
need to roll
Dave
a little bit more of the Welcome
Francisco.
To the Jungle.
Yeah.
It was a good song to pick, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it sure was. That fit right in, you know? Wow. But he'll call people out. Hmm. Oh, well. You know, what can I say? But that's the way these people think. Or don't think. I'm not sure how you want to put that. So we got another caller.
Hopefully it's not the same guy.
Well, I don't know. We're getting all kinds of signs coming, so there you go. We're hot on it this morning with Dave.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah. Craziness.
We got fun and games.
Surprised I can hit those notes.
Wow.
So, here on this.
Yes, back at the ranch. We have a caller. We've got Richard, and we've got two callers. So on line one, we got Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you got?
I'd like to tell Dave when he accuses somebody of lying, then back it up by sources. Not just reiterate the word liar all the time, but back it up.
I
Where's
agree.
Your evidence, or better yet, proof? Now, he cited the New York Times and the Washington Post. The New York Times is owned by Mrs. Steven Jobs. They never have a critical news story about China in its slave labor, in its repressive laws regarding the Uyghurs in China.
No.
Mrs. Steven Jobs wants Apple to continue to have an easy go of it with their manufacturing plant in China.
Well, and you look
People
at
know
ABC
that.
Too.
That's why she bought that media company
ABC
to support China.
And their new Mulan film, it was actually filmed in the province where they have the concentration camps for the Uyghurs.
Right. And then Bezos Most of his stuff that he sells to Amazon is made in China. He wants an easy go of it, too. The same thing goes for Washington Post.
Well,
they never have
there was
a serious critical story in the WaPo about China. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're propaganda outlets,
yep.
and they're supported by two companies, massive companies, that don't want any trouble with China. And furthermore, they'll change whatever is necessary for China to even show to the American audience. That's how they've changed, period. And I really don't like some idiot that didn't take a logic course to keep saying liar. That's just what the left does. They call names, and if it wasn't for the ban on obscenities, they'd use that too.
Well,
that's what they do.
That's the problem. You
have
these people.
That's all I got to say.
They,
well, thanks for calling
you know,
him,
the New York Times and the Washington Post are owned by two people that don't want any criticism of China, and they don't write any of it, period.
Yep.
You have a good day.
All right.
Thanks
for
calling
in. We appreciate it. But, yeah, and it's just like the media. It's all owned by the same five companies. Mm-hmm. And they tell the truth, right?
There's
oh,
six companies
yeah.
for the media that
oh,
actually
six.
Own all of them.
Yeah. And they tell the truth. They do, you know, true journalism.
No.
They, yeah, sure they do. And with that, we'll go to our second caller. We have Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Goodbye, Steve.
You can call back, Steve. Or maybe he's still on
maybe
the line.
He's still there.
But anyway, yeah, and I appreciate Richard calling in. Because, yeah, this guy, and that's the way.
Well, and it's good, solid points what he has there. What we end up actually seeing and taking place within our whole entire system of the mainstream media is perpetuation of lies to cover stories like we just talked about on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's scary. And I encourage people to look up the video of them cutting him off because you could actually see. I mean, the sound on it is it's bad. The video is terrible.
And you name me, how many newspapers can you name that actually report the truth in print?
Yeah. Well, and
whether
even,
it's the Washington Post or...
Even down to the local level. When
yeah.
you start looking at these places that are local level, they're owned by the bigger places
exactly.
around. Exactly. And there's very few that are not. And it's, I mean, it's frightening to see just how much control six companies have, and you know those six companies are basically controlled by a few number of people that end
mm-hmm.
up running all these stories, sometimes the same words verbatim.
Yeah. And we're almost at the top of the hour. We're supposed to have a guest on the second half. So,
yeah, looks like he just walked in. And
so we got a couple minutes to go.
I got this article to fill you guys in on. Minneapolis PD to business owners. Reinforcements aren't on the way. Just because you're not seeing as many headline stories about the chaos in downtown Minneapolis these days doesn't mean the conditions on the ground have returned to normal. While the size of the riots and demonstrations have been abated a bit, residents and business owners are still dealing with the new normal that's anything but normal. Crime is up on the board, including both property crime and violent crimes across persons. Many residents have already described the situation as being akin to living in a war zone.
So the police aren't going to jump up and put their uniform on.
Nope. There's no long-term plan, and reinforcements are not coming anytime soon. That's what the head of the Minneapolis Police Department 3rd Precinct said in an email to business owner who shared that his employees are scared to go to work.
Wow. maybe they can get together with Dave. Those people that are calling for the police. I'm just saying.
Well, these people, honestly, from what I've seen, they wake up and they hate themselves. So they have to call everybody else names and things like that because
mm-hmm.
they don't have research to back anything up. They don't have the ability to go through and say, hey, I've done this digging. Hey, I've actually gone through and looked at these things. You read a tagline or a headline article when the real story is buried four pages down. You don't actually read the facts when you're a liberal. You don't have facts to back yourself up. You don't have anything.
They don't do critical, their own critical thinking. They're incapable of doing it, I think, for most.
The only critical thought they have is Marxism.
Yeah.
And we're at the top
and
of
with
the
that,
hour.
We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Supporters of President Trump chanted "Fill that seat" last night at his first rally since the nation learned of the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Appearing in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Mr. Trump promised to fill the seat with a woman and to nominate her in the coming week. Democrats are bitterly criticizing the effort to replace Ginsburg before the election. Meanwhile, the remaining eight Supreme Court justices are remembering their colleague.
The justices all wrote of Ginsburg's undying devotion to the law and her grace as a colleague. Chief Justice John Roberts describes her as a jurist of historic stature and a tireless and resolute champion of justice. Justice Clarence Thomas calls Ginsburg a dear colleague and friend, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. While Justice Sonia Sotomayor calls Ginsburg an American hero who spent her life fighting for the equality of all people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Lower gas demand is contributing to another decline at the pump.
AAA says since Monday, the national average for a gallon of regular gas has decreased by a penny to $2.18 a gallon, which is 2 cents less than a week ago, a penny more than a month ago, but 41 cents cheaper than last year. In its new weekly report, the Energy Information Administration expects low demand to likely help pump prices to continue their descent as fall approaches. The highest price found in California at $3.22 a gallon, lowest in Mississippi at $1.85. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Strong winds stoked a wildfire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles yesterday, prompting authorities to issue evacuation orders for a number of desert communities. The weather pattern similar to that of Friday when winds pushed the Bobcat fire onto the desert floor, causing it to explode in size. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Genesis 950 with water breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can even be used in a carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's a disinfectant that kills viruses. It can be used on surfaces and floors by mixing one-third Genesis 950 with two-thirds water. Apply to surface and clean with fresh water. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com, you'll receive a free spray bottle and discount using code SALEM. That's Genesis950.com. Genesis950.com. Code SALEM.
A deadly weekend on the roads of Delaware. Five motorists have died in a pair of head-on collisions in the state just 5 hours apart.
Delaware State Police described the details of two accidents. One of them occurred early Saturday in Newark that left three men dead and another man injured. Meanwhile, a man and a woman died following another collision in Wilmington on Friday night. The names of all these motorists remain unknown pending family notifications.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, a Baltic Sea passenger ferry with nearly 300 people aboard has run aground in an archipelago between Finland and Sweden. No injuries. Everybody seems to be safe and rescue officials are moving in. The Finnish Coast Guard tweeted that the MS Amarella, operated by ferry company Viking Line between the Finnish western port city of Turku and Stockholm, simply got stuck. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Kevin Harvick got another NASCAR win Saturday by holding off the defending Cup champion.
Kevin Harvick came into Bristol with the most wins this season, so why not add one more as the Bristol Night Race made its first appearance in NASCAR's playoffs? But it was far from easy for Harvick, as he staged an impressive battle with Kyle Busch over the last 75 laps. In fact, the last 10 were riveting, as Busch tried every line possible to find a way past Harvick to no avail. It was Harvick's career-high ninth win of the year and his third at Bristol. Defending series champ Busch continues winless in 2020, scoring his fourth runner-up finish. Brett McMillan, Bristol, Tennessee.
Today is Sunday, September the 20th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including actress Sophia Loren. She is 86 years old today. Hockey Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur turns 67, and TV news correspondent Deborah Roberts is 60. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
And we're back. This is Sovereign Minds. Yeah, Sweet Little Lies.
Are they talking about Biden?
I have to laugh at it. And then, you know, coming in, this show is only for entertainment purposes only. Is that what we called the last 15 minutes? Was just entertainment, folks.
I was entertained.
Well, good. There you go. And with that, we do have a guest in the studio. And his name is Paul David, and he's a local business person. And so kind of give us some background about what you do here in Reading and what you got going.
Yeah. Background for me personally is went to school here, went to high school here, went to college here, has lived here most of my life. And I am about 5 years ago, I started a marketing company, and have been doing marketing for businesses here locally in Northern California for the last 5 years, and then gotten into a little bit of event production as well. And we do a number of local events here at the Civic Center and out at Wind River.
Just hang on, folks. He's having a little bit of problems with headphones and the mic and everything, but he's getting it together. Well, we welcome you to the show, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
And,
there we go. There we
yeah,
go.
All right.
Well, he's running his computer through the headphone jack, and I don't know. So, I mean, that's not how I do it, but I welcome you. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We're all good now, so.
I'm in.
Yeah. You're in with the rest of us, so be prepared. David might call back and then we might have some more fun. But so you do some marketing in the area.
Yeah.
Is it mostly on the computer? How does that work?
We've specialized in a lot of digital marketing, and what we've been really focused on over the last, I would say, 3 to 4 years has been dealing a lot with social media. So we're helping businesses integrate into social media platforms and then promote themselves through primarily, like, I think Facebook and Instagram are probably the two most primary ones for businesses to get involved with. But so helping a lot of local businesses step up. Mm-hmm. What they were on social media maybe before, but they didn't understand maybe the entire dynamic of what they could do with it and how they could reach people and how all that works. And so we do what's in essence called social media management, and then we also help businesses advertise through the social media platforms too.
So it could really help the local businesses, like for reopening Shasta.
Yeah.
And getting the word out to let people know what they have to,
Yeah, exactly.
To give to the community.
Yep. It's really a social media for all of the things that I think it does have wrong with it. There's also the sides of it that are good in relation to getting people together, and that's been more our goal, is to help help people build their community, whether it's a business or whether it's a group or an organization. Mm-hmm. When you go through things like what's happened in the last few months where, I mean, businesses are literally just shut down everywhere. I mean, you really look at how's the business gonna communicate or reach people or let people know what's going on, when they're reopening, what their new hours are, what's happening.
Yeah, and that can be a problem right now, I know, because a lot of them you don't know.
Yeah, it's really hard for businesses out there right now. In fact, a recent Yelp report said that 60% of the businesses that are closed are permanently closed, and a good portion of that could be because, you know, there's places that are still open for curbside, they're still doing deliveries, they're still doing things like that, but they got no way to get the word out because people are scared to go in and be able to find out those things. So tell us a little bit about how you do that and some of the portions that go through there. I used to do some of these things myself, and I'm certain that you are worried about the taglines and going through and making sure that you have the correct hashtags to be able to bring things up and otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with what took place in the last, I'd say, since the whole pandemic thing and the state basically shut down everything.
Mm-hmm.
What we saw were businesses that had good websites and had good communication and had good emails and things going out and had their community on social media. We saw them almost be able to continue what they were doing just in kind of like a modified fashion. And then we saw businesses who didn't have all of that stuff just completely basically either shut down or go, oh my gosh, what do we do? And, you know, and then, and at the time where your business is shutting down is not the time where you then need to go, we got to get a new website up and get the online ordering going and get this stuff together. the money's not coming in to do that. So we had a few clients that when they did get some SBA funding, that was like the first thing they did was we went in and redid their online stuff so they could get up and get operating online. Cause I mean, literally they had no options at that point, but, Really, what we've been doing is there. I mean, there's two things. The first thing is just simply posting through like the social media feed. So Facebook is giving you an organic reach no matter what, which is probably the best thing about Facebook and Instagram in and of itself is that it's free to use. So you know, a business doesn't have to pay an initial fee to start using it. Mm-hmm. So just doing that, just simply saying, we're open today, here's our hours, here's the phone number to call, here's how you say it was a restaurant, here's what our curbside pickup right. looks like, stuff like that. That's just free to do. I mean, that's, we recommend doing that all the time. Obviously, if you can include a photo or get some people in a picture, anything that people can relate to is also really good. The next thing is actually doing an actual ad setup where you're actually paying money to Facebook to put it out in front of people. So those are kind of the two primary pieces like within the Facebook feed itself that businesses can utilize almost on a daily basis.
Okay. Awesome. With that, we do have Steve, I believe, back on the line. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I just tuned in as Dave was involved with your question. Geez, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I think I saw his picture on a Michael Savage's book. It's called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder.
Well, that's possible.
That's a poster child for mental anguish.
Oh, man.
I didn't think there were guys like that in the running up here.
No,
well, he's out of San Francisco. That tells you the whole story.
Yeah, he's from the Bay. He's really, really sad, really hurt. I hope we didn't offend him too badly.
Well, is there any way you can walk your airways out of San Francisco so that you don't go in there?
Hey, no, we welcome everybody. You know what I mean?
He had a chance to say his piece, and at the end of the day, he didn't have his facts to back it up. He thought George Floyd was 5 years ago. I mean, that's there's keys to where you're playing a guitar and you're out of tune. This guy doesn't even have a string to play on.
Maybe he's with Nancy in the Tide Pods. I don't know. You know?
It's just, you know, it's just sad to think there are people that are grown-ups that are out there like that.
Well, I know.
The thing about it is when you give an entire generation trophies just for participating, you end up with people like Dave.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I got a 17-cent solution for that son of a guy.
We appreciate you calling in, Steve.
Thanks, guys. Good job.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it. And I guess it's time for us to go to a break, and we'll pick this conversation up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
And we're back. We have our special guest in the studio today with us. His name is Paul Davis, and he's with Social
David.
Action Business. David. I screwed it up.
I bet I would.
It's all good.
I admit.
It's all good. Literally all through school, you know, you'd have a teacher for the whole year, and it'd be the last day of school, and they'd do roll call and go,
David. Well, you have a last name as a first name. Come on now.
You know, my dad has the same issue, so we always talk about it. We understand.
Okay, so tell us the name of your company, how people can get a hold of you, websites, all of that before we forget.
Yeah, Social X Business is the name of the marketing company. We produce here locally the Reading Health Expo, the Reading Bridal Show, which both take place at the Civic. We produce the NorCal Tattoo Expo and the NorCal Beauty Expo, which both take place at Wind River. And our website is socialxbusiness.com.
Nice.
Nice. And a phone number? Or do you have one? What's the best
we
way?
We do. We have, we've got like six. So let me give you the phone number that would be the best.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. We appreciate it. And, you know, we were talking about reopening Shasta, and what a time for a way for businesses to find out that they need to get more involved with the social media aspect of it. I mean, some of them are old school, and they didn't have any idea until this hit that how much they were missing out on business. I mean, I'm not a big computer person, but it is that day and age where that is where most people are getting their information from.
Yeah. And I was actually really happy to see some of the groups that were popping up on Facebook, particularly with the reopen. I've been facilitating a business Facebook group for local Redding businesses. It's just called Redding California Business. And we've got about 980 members in that group where we just encourage businesses to post anything, you know, if they've got special sales, what's coming up, anything new, just to post it in just to get it within the business community. So, and that's a tool that we've always liked to stay connected with other businesses with. And then when I saw that they were a lot of the reopen, like the reopen Shasta, mm-hmm. and yes, we're open for business, like just people saying, hey, we're still here. It's just a great platform because again, you can get in front of a few thousand people a day, you know, just by engaging in that stuff. So,
right. And you got the number?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I just want to make sure I get it out there to the folks. Some of us like to use the telephone a lot.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Wow. We got to get into the right. Sorry.
That's okay.
We're new at this, too, so.
So I can talk about this for a minute while we find that. This is an interesting report that came out. The Rasmussen polls, as of September 18th, reports the presidential poll for Friday shows 53% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance versus 46% disapprove. The last time the president's job approval reached a high number this way was in September 2019, and the latest figures include 44% who strongly approve of the job Trump is doing, and 40% who strongly disapprove. So it looks like he's moving up. His index has
Imagine
moved up
that.
About 4 points, getting closer and closer, just like we saw last time in 2016.
Oh.
Ready with that number?
Yeah, yeah. Direct, if you want to reach us direct at the marketing agency, you can call 530-319-3172. You can also send a text to that number as well, if you'd like.
Okay. So again, the number is 530-319-3172. And then in the chat room, I've got somebody asking, are you affiliated with Bethel?
No, I am not. And I don't know. I actually don't know what an affiliation with Bethel would look like. So I'm my own private company and person. And
right. I think they were asking because you do some events at the Civic Center.
Oh,
and because
oh,
of Bethel
oh,
being
okay.
with the Civic Center, so they were thinking maybe there was some kind of relationship
yeah.
there, but that.
I guess that makes sense. So the Civic, we pay a good chunk of money
sure
to rent
do.
The facility under contract. So, I think a part of the management company that does the Civic, a part of their thing was to continue to work with local businesses who put on events and people who do stuff, I think, like, obviously, like, you know, the 4th of July and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that, Cool April Nights, those things weren't going to go away just because of the changeover. But, I went in and said, who do I need to meet with to talk about possibly putting on an event here, and got all the info, and we went from there. So,
all right. Do you do anything? They're also asking, do you do anything with kids?
Yeah.
Or have you in the past with the kids in the community?
Yeah, so one organization that we do a lot with is through our own health expo that we do, and we have a Redding Kids kind of like a nonprofit side to that, where when we do all the admission to the health expo and we do like a big raffle at that event, we then donate, we take all the proceeds from that and then donate to something related to youth. So like on year one, we did a donation to the new Kids Kingdom Park, and last year we did a support thing with Catalyst Youth Mentoring, and we're actually working with the Lions as well to produce a what's going to be called the Shasta County Family and Kids Expo, which should be taking place. It was supposed to take place this year actually at Big League Dreams, but because of the COVID was canceled, and so you should see that coming in 2021, a big kids and family expo.
Place
there.
Yeah, I was going to ask about your event. I'm sure you don't have any schedule for the rest of the year.
No.
Does it look like maybe in 2021,
yeah.
your normal, like the bridal
Yeah, so we have gotten our contracts for 2021. Unfortunately, everything was canceled at the end of the whole. It started with the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, the Earth Day event at City Hall was the first one canceled, and then from there it just we were kind of like, oh, it won't affect us that late, and then it did. So basically, the whole year went to zero, and next year, yeah, we're kicking off the first weekend of 2021 with the Health Expo, and we are working with the Civic and the Shasta County Health Department to make sure that we can be aware of what potential things we need to do going into that if there was some kind of last minute change or something like that. But as of right now, they're telling us that we're good to move forward with producing that event. So,
oh, great.
Which is good news. Yeah.
Yeah. We need all those events coming back for the community, that's for sure, and the businesses.
Now, have you been tracking the business stats at all here locally? I know a little bit about them, but you might have better insight for us as far as how many businesses have been impacted by the shutdowns and things of that nature within the county.
Yeah, not statistically as a whole, but I could tell you that within like my organization and the number of businesses we work with, we saw like over 90%.
Wow.
So our core marketing of the business, I mean, we had a number of contracts in place. We had a number of people that we were doing month-to-month stuff. We had, I mean, so we took that whole and looked at, okay, here was everything we were working on, including my own company that had, you know, an office and multiple employees working every day, went to moving at home, everyone's working from home, and then the next month, okay, now everyone's on unemployment. Yeah. It was a huge, huge transition, but ultimately what we saw was that any business that was shut down, I mean, or had to close, even the restaurants that we worked with, I mean, their business was still open, but I mean, they were probably doing maybe 20% of their normal or something.
Well, yeah, it's just with the limits that were set on them. I mean, if you didn't have outside dining, you were basically curbside delivery or otherwise. I mean, when there were some brief moments to where we opened back up for just a little bit of time to where you could be like every other table or otherwise until they shut it, locked it back down.
And it seemed like most of the companies we worked with that even when they did go to open back up, they were really like, it was a new model. They really had to jump through some hoops and make some changes and do things differently. I don't think we have one client, you know, say we had 30 to 40 active clients in April. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have one client right now that's operating as normal from before.
That's scary. Yeah.
Well, and it's a lot of this stuff is really scary because there was a recent article from the Western Journal where leaked emails revealed that Nashville officials hid low COVID numbers and maintained their lockdowns anyway. And the timing on all of this is questionable at best.
Oh, yeah.
So you had the governor or the mayor of Nashville.
Nashville.
And he had a son that was coming up on a graduation, and that was when they opened up for 2 weeks, and then they shut back down.
Oh, right, kind of like getting your hair done?
Kind of a little bit like that. Yeah. And in these emails that ended up leaking out, what we ended up seeing is that the number of cases traced back to bars and restaurants in Nashville was so low, just 22 cases as of June 30, that the Office of Democratic Mayor John Cooper and Metro Health Department allegedly decided not to release the numbers to the public. Now, however, the emails have emerged between the mayor and his Office of Health Department, in which the officials appear to allude to hiding the numbers from the public because they were so low. I mean, this should be bombshell. It should be front page news everywhere.
Yeah. But, and tell the people the truth, really, about what's going on in the numbers, which we've seen before, that, you know, only 6% of the numbers they were reporting was for COVID anyway.
Yeah. Well, and these people have lost their entire livelihoods due to these continued shutdowns. These businesses, they're shut down, they're closed, they put all their money into it, their food, their stock. And in this case, when they opened back up for 2 weeks, all these people were setting up for the holiday weekend for July 4th. So they stocked up their bars, they stocked up their materials, and then they got shut down.
Yeah. And a lot of your restaurants and stuff, I mean, their food doesn't keep.
No.
It's, you know, it's all perishable. Yeah. A lot of it is. You know, 90% of your what you're buying is perishable.
Yeah.
Then what the hell do you do?
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to take all of us like this and help promoting businesses and talking about it and standing up and doing something to get these businesses back open. And hopefully some of them that did close that maybe don't think that they can come back, maybe they can come back in a different way than what they were, you know. Not
Well, what we're seeing right now, too, though, is we're actually seeing a lot of businesses that are saying, hey, this is unconstitutional, and guess what? I'm opening my business, and you can't do anything to shut me down.
That's
just wait. We'll see what happens, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's ever been a more important time to support local businesses and looking for local goods versus just ordering online and having it delivered. I mean, now
is the time that we all stand together. Yeah,
absolutely. Because what you're seeing right now is you're seeing these big corporations, Walmart and Costco's and things like that. Their stocks are off the charts. They're doing great. But what you're also seeing is you're seeing all these small businesses. I mean, most of these closures, they're small businesses. Walmart's not going to close.
No.
Walmart's not hurting.
No, they'll take it in the shorts no matter what happens, you know, if it came to that. And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
If you are a U.S. citizen and registered to vote, remember the issues that are biblically important, like the right to life for the unborn and religious freedom. For a true Christian, these issues are non-negotiables. And if you're not registered yet, visit biblicalvoter.com to register to vote.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
I could listen to that all day long. That's going back in the day. That's good tunes there.
Such a good one, yes.
Yes, it is. And so we're back in the studio, and we're with our guest, Paul David. And we met through the taxes and stuff, basically, you know, my brother. But you kind of had a family story, and I know you can't talk about it a whole lot, but I know you wanted to say a little something about it, so I'll let you
I appreciate it. Yeah, we've had some things that definitely happened in the last couple of years in my family that really shaped a lot of us in our views about everything that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the last 4 years, obviously, for me as a person who's online so much, particularly like in social media, you know, I really have to keep blinders up for the most part of the stuff that you see coming through, because the media has just been completely, you know, one-sided. And I think for me, I've always been shaped in some ways by, you know, what you see on TV or what maybe your friends or the people around you are saying.
Your environment.
Stuff. But when you have something that actually happens to you, happens
you personally,
to someone you love, yeah,
yeah.
Things shift, you know, and we had one of those big shifts that took place, and we did have a tragedy that took place in our family, and I can't go into some of the details, but I can tell you that it involved you know, an individual who was not legally supposed to be in this country, mm-hmm. and who was here, and a number of people perished in the process, and obviously he has to stand trial still, and so that's why there's some things that I'm just not able to share details on. But I will tell you that, you know, one of the things that shaped the whole thing for me was just that first concept, one, that there's somebody here that's not supposed to be here. There's somebody here working who's being paid, you know, by this mm-hmm. company, and then this person commits these acts and does these things, and obviously that's a tough pill to swallow. You know, and then the second piece of it was that we have a family member who works closely with the president, and
I was going to ask you that one.
Yeah,
so please tell us.
He's right there with the president often, and when he when President Trump found out about what happened, he invited members of my family to attend the State of the Union address.
Wow.
And in the middle of the address, addressed my family, had them stand up and talked about what happened. And that to me, it moved me, because again, no amount of media influence or influence of people around me or people that say one thing or the other could change my mind of what I just experienced, which
right.
was a person who is obviously at the, you know, the control of, you know, running this entire country, who's paying attention to these few little people over here, you know, completely on the other side of the country, and saying what happened wasn't right, and we want to address, you know, acknowledge them. And to me, that's just, it was just an incredibly powerful period. Obviously, we had tragedy we were dealing with, mm-hmm. but then we had this thing where it was like, you know, if these tragedies occurred and something can come out of this that's good, and that what the president has clearly been trying to push for, for me, it made a huge difference. So
Orange Man, not bad.
Yeah.
Just asking. Well, thank you for sharing that. I know that it's really hard for you to share it anyway, and I know you can only go so far with it right now, but on the positive side, it's nice to hear somebody that actually is in contact with Donald Trump, the president, that he's not, you know, they're not saying how bad he is, like people want you to believe, which we all know he's not. But firsthand, that he took upon your family and acknowledged you, like you say, and the media has done this and reached out to you and comforted your family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, especially locally where the stuff occurred, the people that knew my family members that were involved, they knew the type of people that they were, and there's been nothing but positive support.
That's awesome. It's good to hear these days that, you know, you got that going on. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah,
we'd like to, you know, when it gets resolved, maybe come back and
absolutely.
Tell us your whole story, so people know exactly what we're referring to. And this is first-hand account. This isn't something you read, you pull off the internet. This is somebody that was actually involved in this.
Yeah. And I think when it's all said and done and the story can be told, it's going to be a powerful story. And I know the specific details, you know,
right.
it's It is. It really is. And I wish I could share more because it is powerful. It really
right.
is. And
it is.
And the people that lost their lives in this situation were actually really great people. And so, yeah.
Okay. With that, again, how do people get a hold of you? What's your website? Name a company? All of that good stuff.
Yeah, Social X Business here in Reading. And our website is socialxbusiness.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram as well, all under Social X Business.
And what was the Reading business one?
Oh, our Facebook group for local businesses is Reading California Businesses.
Okay.
Real straightforward. I mean, we wanted to make it as easy as possible.
Hey, there you
yeah.
go for us.
Yeah, so there's like about a little over 900 businesses in that group, and it's just a free forum with no negativity, obviously, but we just invite businesses to, if you're a business, join the group, share what you've got going on, you know, if you're open, specials, anything.
Awesome. Another platform yeah. for people to get their information out. And the number is 530-319-3172 for the company. So we appreciate you coming in. You're more than welcome to stay. If there's anything else you'd like to get out, now's okay. the time. Hey, otherwise you can just sit with us and enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you came in, and we look forward to having you back. What do you got? You were over there doing some looking there, David.
I have been doing some looking. So there's a number of stories that just ended up hitting here pretty recently. Obviously, Mitch McConnell's Kentucky home is targeted with the Supreme Court vacancy protests. They're out in front of his house, and they're protesting. Fortunately, right now, it seems to be at least peaceful. But there is a lot of reports about threatening messages and people saying they're going to start full-on riots, and there will be more riots and bigger riots. And what's interesting to me is this whole time they've been saying, hey, there's no riots. These are not riots. These are
yes,
peaceful
the car's
protests.
Burning in the background. Yeah. Bombs are going off.
They're just mostly peaceful protests, yeah. but fiery. Well, now they're coming out and saying, these riots are going to get bigger if you don't do this. And it's a little nutty from that standpoint. But right here, here's an interesting thing that came out from the New York Post. Majority of Americans want Senate to move on Supreme Court decision. Poll.
Mm-hmm.
The Marquette University Law School poll found 67% of respondents believe confirmation should proceed in 2020, while just 32% the chamber should hold off. The poll did not suggest a strong partisan divide over the issue, with 68% Republicans and 63% of Democrats holding that the nomination should vote and take place. Independents supported moving forwards by a 71% margin. So, at least if that poll's correct, the people want him to move forwards with it, and I know I, for one, do. I want to
yeah.
make sure we get somebody in there that's actually going to interpret the law as what they're supposed to do and not...
Not
go
make
by their
the
feelings.
Law.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're not supposed to make the law.
So also over this last week, the Ukraine phone call that got leaked undermining incoming Trump administration vowed to keep back channel open. Had this been a Republican, the left would be dismantling the whole new round of impeachment trials. The leaked call from 2016 between then Vice President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, I can't say his name, the former VP and current Democratic presidential nominee, undermined the incoming Trump administration and set up a back channel between himself and the Ukrainian president. Interesting. So yeah. the very things that they went after Trump for is what they did.
It seems like it's not true.
Seems kind of like that. That kind of is the strategy that they're going by lately. It's, hey, they're undermining the election. Look at them. Look at them. Hey, let's change everything in the last 45 days, guys. We need mail-in ballots for everybody.
Yeah, go dump them ballots right now. Get rid of them.
Speaking of ballots, this is pretty interesting. Four voters claiming NPR is residents turn up in search of California voting records. What? As regular listeners of the National Public Radio know, the taxpayer-funded outlet regularly disparages the idea of any type of fraud occurring in our elections.
Yeah.
Now research in the Public Interest Legal Foundation turned up information pointing to possible election fraud by NPR employees.
Would have never guessed anything like that would be happening. Really? Wow.
See, many types of election fraud occur. The type found in the NPR case, instances of which appear in the Heritage Foundation election fraud database, concerns individuals who violate eligibility rules by registering and voting where they don't actually live. You're basically cheating the system and your fellow voters if you vote in races you're not entitled to vote in when you register somewhere other than where you live.
No.
So it'd be like a Reading resident using a business residence in Red Bluff and saying that they live in their business residence in Red Bluff to be able to vote in Red Bluff.
And Reading.
Yeah.
Sure, no problem. I'm going to put I live in San Francisco. Yeah, you were talking about, you know, the Supreme Court being appointed. Maxine Waters is actually the one that, you know, heading that up. The Democrats must fight to stop Trump.
Yeah. Well, and this
imagine that.
This was from American Military News. There was apparently a package sent to Trump containing deadly ricin poison.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? That's the tolerant left.
It's lies. So, I think with that we'll go to a break, and then we're going to pick up some of these other stories on the other side. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
And it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burned.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
If you are a U.S. citizen and registered to vote, remember the issues that are biblically important, like the right to life for the unborn and religious freedom. For a true Christian, these issues are non-negotiables. And if you're not registered yet, visit biblicalvoter.com to register to vote.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
My heroes have always and cowboys, and they still are on the scene, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves, and their slow moving dream.
And we're back. So our guest was just mentioning to us some of the information about TikTok and some of the new things that took place with that. For those of you that don't know, TikTok is known for its 15-second quirky videos with music and funnies and things like that. And it's one of those apps that just took off. But the problem was is that it had been illegally and secretly harvesting vast amounts of personally identified user data and sending it to, you guessed it, China.
No. There's that word again.
So, China. According to the proposed class action lawsuit filed in California courts last week, now this is going back a little ways, we have an update on that. So, Oracle and Walmart is set to take a 20% stake in TikTok, and Trump is giving his blessing on it, because currently the way it's working, if I'm not mistaken, is that if you're a Chinese company, you've got to give over all the information to the CCP, and you've got to give them any of the information that they request and that their company has. And if they're collecting vast amounts of data that are personally identifiable things, I mean, they could have your passwords, they could have your information on your phones and otherwise of anything that's out there. We don't know the full amount of what could go there, but just an idea of how bad that could be, politically damaging otherwise. You could end up having an attack from China or something like that to where they end up taking over the social media accounts of a million people at once and start posting things that are factually untrue. I mean, that's the danger of these things.
So, do I have this right? During the break, we were talking about this, that actually President Trump, like in the 11th hour, done something to intervene where China can't get our information? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, from what I had been following with both apps, TikTok was the one that I think got the most attention because it's the most widely used of the two apps. But there was TikTok and then WeChat. And there are two apps that are widely used, sold in the Apple Store and in the Google Store. Mm-hmm. Both are apps that are run and operated by Chinese companies, so therefore any user data that they gather has to be, you know, submitted to the government through their laws. But TikTok had been in the news for a few weeks now because the president had just I think it was through a tweet actually, had just simply said like that he was going to ban it. He was going to, like, TikTok's going away type of thing, and it kind of started some stuff. And then there was some companies that came in and were going to buy TikTok, and there was some talks back and forth, and then I think stuff fell through. Microsoft was actually one of the companies that was talked about first, that was looking at buying TikTok and if it really was going to be shut down. And then it was just like, I don't know how long ago, but you know, I think it was like in the last 48 hours or so, there was an actual deadline given where the president said at, you know, 11:59 p.m. these two apps will no longer be allowed to be downloaded in the United States, and then so you mean they can't be provided in any of the Apple Store, Google Play. And then there was actually another thing that talked about some funding. They couldn't be funded by any U.S. company either. There could be no, like, you know, you can't place advertisements.
Right.
If you were a TikTok person, star, making videos, and you received a certain amount of views, you could actually make money doing that through advertisements and stuff. So he was kind of shutting the whole thing down. So it was like in the 11th hour approval, he approved. He said, And it went with Oracle and which they, I think the details are going to be coming out, but it's I found it to be quite interesting just as somebody who's involved in social media daily. Mm-hmm. And you know, when we do advertising with social media, we've got a vast amount of analytics and things to choose from. So, for instance, we a company that we're just getting ready to place ads, that their product just got picked up in like 120 Walmart stores, and so we're going to place ads for this company. The ad's going to go to Facebook users within a 5-mile radius of each of those Walmart stores.
Okay.
That it's in, to tell them that product's now there. Well, I mean, we've got the ability to access the users who that Facebook tells us live within 5 miles of that location, you know. And if you want to break down by age or income or preferences and stuff like that, all that's available. So it on my end, I'm like fully aware of how much information has to be getting collected from the users of these apps and products, because us as advertisers can turn around and target those things. So thinking that all of that information that's gathered is going to be submitted to the Chinese government is scary.
Yeah, that's very scary.
Clearly the president thought so too. So that's why he said he was going to ban them, even though they're incredibly popular and incredibly widely used apps.
And the stuff that's been coming over from China too. I mean, China is not our friend.
Well, never and have been.
You look at this, you saw just this year you had selective fire receivers for fully automatic guns that were coming in and seized to the tune of 10,800. Last year in 2019, there was 67,000 AR components that were coming in from China underneath miscellaneous names, not legal to be shipped but to be distributed throughout the country. And
to who?
Problematic people. I mean, you're talking...
That's my point. To who? Yeah. You know. If they're able to do that. So let me ask you, while we have you in here, you do the advertising and all that. Do you notice, or has it happened, that if you're in your ad, it's very conservative or something like that? Do you have problems getting it out there on social media?
There's specific guidelines, and there always has been, but they've been getting stricter.
Okay.
There's always been guidelines and certain things that you had to follow that I think were just kind of like somewhat cookie cutter, like you would imagine. Facebook is a very, I would say, PG to PG-13 platform. I mean, obviously you have to be a certain age to join, but unlike Twitter, you know, like on Facebook, you can't post open nudity, things like that. You can't use specific types of video that show any kind of, you know, somebody dying or, you know, getting badly injured or anything like that. Other platforms like Twitter, you know, they just simply put a little gray box over it and you can click it and then it's there for you to see. So there's just some differences in the way that they're run. And Facebook has been a little bit better at it than all the others. But I think ultimately what's happened is it's gotten to a place where when you have so many people using a platform on a daily basis, you know, you're talking a billion people logging in to a platform.
Wow.
You to monitor all of that and to know what's being said. And like one of the things that they have like a rule on is the amount of text that's in an image. So if you see a square image and it's got writing on it, the text has to be under 20% of the image in order to place it as an ad. And so they don't want you putting things out there that are just these big, huge text box or lots of words. And I think a part of that is probably because they have some type of AI or algorithm that's scanning for words and for word phrases and things like that. And so they want to keep text down in order to be able to process as many that are going through, stuff like that. Videos all get screened before you post them, stuff like that. So, but I mean, it's become a real topic in the last few months because you know, there's one side that says, oh, Facebook allows you to be racist. And then another side says, well, it's a platform of free speech. You should be able to say whatever you want. And then, well, where does the company hold responsibility for what they do? And then even in the last, I think it was just yesterday or the day before, Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of, you know, CEO of Facebook, said that he was encouraging his employees to telling them they could, in essence, they could stay out of social justice issues. Meaning, but it was like it's like how your boss would tell you, I don't want you to do this anymore, but but they can't actually tell you not to do it, so they kind of ask you nicely to.
Well, and it's interesting, avoid it too, if you want. What we've been seeing is there's countless amounts of censorship that's taking place on these platforms. Yeah. And I know personally, I had been streaming to all of these platforms, and I had been on about 9 separate platforms that I just cut off completely recently. And there's some things that are going on that I do want to tell people. If I would still, in the cases of businesses and things like that, where you're not being political, I advise you to continue going on and using these platforms, but for personal and political means, there's three other options that I want to tell people about. So Rumble is an up-and-coming...
I've just heard about that one.
Yeah, it's an up-and-coming video spot, and it is free speech. You're able to post videos on it. It's just like YouTube in many cases, but it's not censored in the way that YouTube is. And it's been great so far from what I see on it. And Dan Bongino is actually one of the people that are in it. The other one is Wimkin. It's a Facebook alternative. And it's pretty cool. I'm starting to see a lot of people up in Reading that are hopping on it. And there's been a big move to get off of these platforms because of some of the things that I'd like to get into next week about things that are going to be activated and 3.4 million people going to be activated who are influencers to write articles based upon DARPA terrorist systems to combat Trump's messaging. And so there's portions of that that are scary in that lines. And then the last one is a Twitter alternative, Parler. And all of these are really good options to be able to start getting your voice out there.
All right, we're at the top of the hour. Thanks again for coming in, Paul.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. And, we did a pretty good job there, David. Don't forget, everybody, Tuesday, the 22nd at 9 a.m., Board of Supervisors. This is KCNR, 1460 a.m. and 96.5 FM.
Working with my hands. Oh, believe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.